Her story begins in Dr. Hunt's office at the Westside Hospital. Zoe is alone, looking through his files.
Damn, Zelda's record has to be here somewhere. Thank God Dr. Hunt left this key in his desk. Here it is. Zelda Myers, let me see. Admitted on April 12, 1996. Where had she been all that time?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples. At Raven and Mac's apartment, Blake is in the living room talking with Raven.
I've gone over and over this in my mind, and there's really only one right thing for me to do.
Okay, I'm game. What have you decided?
Well, my experience with Matt in high school changed my life forever, Raven. He was my first love. I never really got over it, and I spent my entire adult life trying to punish my father and distance myself from him. All I really accomplished was separating myself further and further from my true feelings.
So what are you saying?
What I'm saying is, as hard as this is going to be, I owe it to myself to give Matt and I another chance. The spark is still there, and the sex is great. I never felt more loved and accepted as when Matt and I are together. If there's any chance I can feel that way again, I have to take it.
Wow, I wasn't sure if you were going to do that.
It's the only way, Raven.
And what does this mean for you and Marilyn?
It means I've got to end things with Marilyn. I care about her, and we've had a lot of fun together, but it's not fair to continue as long as I have these feelings for Matt.
You're right. I'm sure Marilyn would want to know the truth.
Now I just have to find a way to tell her.
At the rec center, Chuck is talking with Dara and Lucas at the front desk.
So, two of you are going to be in the Manhattan Monthly tomorrow?
Yes, we are. It went to the presses last night and will hit the stands tomorrow.
I don't know why I let you talk me into being that picture.
Come on, it was our first father-daughter photo together.
Alexander told me the story came out great, don't worry.
I can't wait to see it.
So Chuck, have you hired anyone else to work here? You have Lucas, Clint, and me. But we're at school during the day.
Yeah, I brought on a few people for the day shift.
When are the renovations going to be done?
Well, it's going to be a while, but we'll open up certain rooms in phases. I don't want to delay having things back up and running.
Oh, no.
What is she doing here? Hello, Dara. Hey, Lucas. We're closed, DC.
Can I help you?
Well, I heard about this place reopening, and I thought I'd come check it out.
Dara, is this a friend of yours from school?
She goes to Windsor, all right, but not a friend of mine. And you would be?
I'm Chuck Landers, Dara's father.
Father? You have quite an accent there. Where are you from?
I'm from Alabama.
What do you want, Stacy?
I was walking by and I thought I'd stop in. Why all the animosity, Lucas? I've never done anything to you.
It doesn't matter. I don't like the way you treat my friend, so I don't like you.
Ah, how sweet. You know, Chuck, Dara sure has a lot of guy friends jumping to her defense at the drop of a hat.
Look, Stacy, I'm not sure what your problem is, but whatever axe you have to grind, take it somewhere else. We're working here.
You heard him. Get lost. Fine. At least now I see where Dara gets it.
Guess what?
Her bad attitude. See you at school.
What is that girl's problem?
Who knows? She's just spoiled and bored, I guess.
I don't like her, Dara. I want you to stay away from her.
Please, you don't have to ask me to stay away from her. I can't stand her.
At Larissa's penthouse, Connie and Andrew have just arrived.
I still can't get over this place, Adam. It must have cost you a fortune.
Oh, it cost me, all right.
Tell me about your business ventures. You must have made quite a few deals to be retired at this point in your life.
Well, I wouldn't say retired exactly, just on a break. I believe working on my own personal improvement is the most important thing I can do for myself.
I certainly agree with that.
Oh, I can't take full credit for my good fortune in life. I was born into a family business that set me on my way. You've heard of Johnson & Johnson, right?
Oh my God, you're related to those Johnson?
Distantly, very, very distantly. But I started with enough cash to make my first real estate investment. I took the money made from that one and invested in bigger property. And that's how it all started.
So you've done well in real estate? I actually have some background in the real estate industry.
Oh, you know what? Let's not get bogged down in boring real estate talk. I want to talk about my favorite subject. You!
Oh, Adam, we talk about me all the time. I want to learn more about you.
My life is so boring, Connie, compared to yours. You fascinate me.
Oh, Adam, I feel like we're getting so much closer lately. Remember we talked about you meeting my sisters after Thanksgiving? I meant that. I want you to meet Raven and Hannah.
Hannah? I'd love to. I mean, we all probably have such busy schedules that it may take a while to put something like that together. But sure, let's do it.
Well, it doesn't have to take that long. They both know that I'm seeing you and they want to meet you.
Well, I guess you can try to schedule it. Everyone must be so busy with holidays and all. We'll try to be flexible. I do have a party to attend for my sister's company soon.
Let me give them a call to see when they're free. Adam, this is a very exciting time in my life. I'm so happy we met. And at Wilson's Diner, of all places.
Oh, it's definitely fate, Connie. I truly believe that.
You may be right.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.